You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
And I always, after I go out on a date that's a drink, I go home after drinking and I literally eat my entire kitchen. So at least with a dinner date, I will be fed.
Yeah. In Italian? Hell yeah. Some noodles? Absolutely.
You need some pasta.
Oh yeah. That's gonna be fucking great.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whenever you're listening to this. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're feeling fine and dandy. I don't know. It's Memorial Day weekend as I record this intro outro, as we recorded this episode. So the city is out. You may hear it in the background. It took a very long time to find a pause with the outside noise, but also it just feels like part of it, right? And now we're about to hit the official launch of summer, right? We're in it. We're here. I feel like everyone's their best version of themselves in the summer. I mean, that's just personally, like, I feel like I'm the best version of myself in the summer. I don't know if you feel the same way. I don't want to put that on you. I don't want to project whatever the fuck I'm projecting onto you in this audio recording that you are listening to. It never is just like a straightforward intro, is it? I always have to be like, well, what is this one about? I am, again, as always, very excited for you to listen to this episode. You've heard her before. She's been on here before. She's been on the live show. She's been on the touring show. Savannah DeZarmo. I love her. I love her name. I remember the first time I had her on the show, I was like, how do you say your name? And she was like, it's almost like you're just saying DiGiorno, but like DeZarmo. And I was like, sold, done. Because guess what? This bitch loves DiGiorno pizza. Until COVID, I think I ate too much in COVID and I'm a little full-size DiGiorno pizza out. But I will say Amtrak used to do the personal DiGiorno pizzas and they did it in a microwave, which is my favorite way to eat food because it makes everything chewy and I love chewy food. This is nothing about the episode at all. This is truly based off of Savannah's name. But they just got rid of them. And by just, I think a few months ago, I was coming back from a show, I think. I don't remember. And I was like, yay, I can't wait because train travel is my favorite travel. And that I could do a whole podcast on that alone. Anyways, I was like, let's go to the cafe car. Let's get yourself a personal DiGiorno pizza. And guess what? When I asked them about it, they were like, we don't have those. And I was like, but it is on your menu. I am so sad. And they're like, do you want anything else? And I was like, no. And then I never saw them again. And then recently when I was traveling on a train, I travel on the train more than I realize. It wasn't on their menu. It wasn't on their menu. And it is one of the saddest things in the world to me. It was one of the things that gave me so much life, so much happiness. And Aaron was like, we can just buy them at home, you know, like they sell them at the grocery store. And I was like, it's not the same thing. It's not the same experience, because if you buy a personal pan pizza, I don't know, that is microwaved at the Amtrak cafe, and you sit down in your seat and people can watch you eat this, and it's always way too hot. It's burning hot. So you're going to try to eat it. It's going to get messy. You made a choice. Maybe the person next to you is a stranger and they're like, what the fuck is this person doing? And no one's ever thinking that. But I just like that. That is the monologue that goes on in my head. And I can't do that alone. And actually, me and Erin don't have a microwave. Not by choice or anything. With just the apartment we moved into, just didn't have one. And we're like, oh yeah, we'll get one of the ones with the fans that you put above your stove. And then we just never did. And at first I was like, oh, this is gonna suck. It's gonna take longer to make everything. And honestly, it's okay. But we are gonna get one because we really need one of the fans. Are you ready to hear the intro outro of this episode? This episode really go into like dating, a little bit into breakups. We touch on a lot of different things. And I think it's a lot about, you know, like, how much dating can suck and like where you need to be with it and feel about it and how past relationships change your thoughts on it. And just as you grow, as you get older, what you have time for and what you don't have time for anymore. And I think a lot of times we think like, oh, it's something about us that's changing in, or that it's looked like in a bad way. Like, you notice the difference and you're like, why? I used to be like so okay with this and now I'm not okay with this. And it's almost at first like, oh, this is what, like what's happening? And it's really like just obviously growth and just such a good spot to be in. But the growing, growing is never fun. It's very messy. It's very snot riddled from the crying. And that's just kind of what we talk about. And lots of silliness, lots of jokes. I always have a good time with Savannah. Please follow her. You can follow her on social media at Savannah Dezo. So Savannah, S-A-V-A-N-N-A-H, and then part of her last name, D-E-S-O. She also has shows in New York City at Soho Playhouse and Cherry on Top. And she also has a great sketch comedy group called Text Me Back Right Now, Please. And you should go follow and like and subscribe. And I will see you on the other side.
So it's been like a hot minute since I've had you on here, right? I feel like things really have changed.
Things have definitely changed. I wish I knew off the top of my head which year that was, but I assume it was 1999. Yeah,
I meant to look before because I think it was like, was it 2021? It was, or was it before COVID?
No, it wasn't before.
It wasn't before COVID. No.
Fuck. I also feel like I've been on twice. I've been on twice.
Have you really?
Am I making that up?
No, that's cool. Not many. Only person that's like been on like multiple times is Calvin Cato. But okay. I love that. I love if you've been on more than once. Now I'll definitely have to search. I'm really bad.
I think I'm getting the pod confused with the live show.
Oh yeah. Because you've done the live show. You've toured. I almost said torn.
Yes.
Because I've been working
I've
all
torn,
day.
I've toured. I've turned.
Turned up.
I've turned up even. Actually, I did not. The live show in DC, I specifically did not turn up. I actually left the moment I was off of the stage because I had to get back to New York.
Yes. And that was so funny that you missed that too, because like people threw up that night. Like people
in our party or at the venue?
In our party. Maybe yes, at the venue as well. But yes. The Black Cat show, I swear, is one of the most magical experiences ever. It is.
It was magical. I was so sad to have to leave. And to leave to get on a mega bus, no less.
Oh, I know. Oh,
really?
Right.
A haunted. The stage to mega bus pipeline is haunted.
Yeah, you like got into New York at like 4 or 5 a.m., right?
Yeah, that was wild.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Because it was like, yes, it was like 2021. COVID made Amtrak stop doing as many trains. Because normally it was like, yeah, you just get on a train and like that would at least be like not disgusting or
that's
horrible.
Lux.
But yeah,
that was horrible.
You were like working, you like did that, you like crushed at Black Cat in DC, and then you fucking filmed something the next day in a different
state.
That's
so state. True. That's what that was for.
Yeah.
It wasn't a different state. It was in Brooklyn, but that film actually I just finished. It's like in its festival circuit now. And they just won a bunch of awards at a festival that we were at. So
yeah. Is that the one?
Full Circle Moment.
The one that Lorena did?
No, different one.
Different one. Okay. Wow.
But shout out Lorena. Love her as well.
I know.
I was in her film as well.
She's so great. She's so funny. It's really fun seeing who's blowing up right now and to like actually know people. Cause I feel like when I first started, it was like Mark Normand and like Michelle Wolf and none of these people that I knew. Mm. And now it's like these, not weird, but it's like these fun, more interesting people that have like a really interesting take on just stuff that's never talked about. That's really cool. And like, it's really fun to see people get like their moment who like really deserve it. Not that those other people didn't, but it was, they felt more like industry, more like this is, I do the joke, I go on the stage, I do this, and everyone else is doing like all this like really cool stuff. Maybe alt?
Yes.
I don't know. Would you consider yourself an alt comedian?
I don't know. I'm sure some people would consider me an alt comedian.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, I think everybody should be able to crush it in every environment. Otherwise, you need to work on your comedy. And that's, I'm saying that to myself as well. Like, I don't always crush in a club comedy environment. But sometimes I do.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, it can be hard. Clubs are just a different vibe sometimes because it depends on like who's there, what's the day, who were they expecting, 100%. Things like that. But yeah, sorry. I feel like I'm just talking your ear off about comedy. I do this all the time. I like to nerd out. But like, okay, what is going on dating wise?
So I am actually, the reason I have a heart out for this podcast is because I'm going on going to a date.
Ooh.
But the dating, a lot has changed since we last talked because I was like a very active dater when we last spoke.
Mm-hmm.
And I have turned into a chaste little girl. I really slowed down last year and now I'm like, I saw a TikTok the other day that really hit, which is that guys are no longer competing with other guys.
Mm-hmm.
They're competing with the solitude of women. And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's that. It's going to be that for me.
Yeah.
I can't. I've grown weary of the dating scene. But I don't want to get into that because I feel like.
No, I think that's legit.
Because everybody is like, dating sucks. Well, and that's not what I'm saying. But it's just like, I think I used to have a lot more. I cast a wider net and would go on dates with anyone that kind of piqued my interest. Mm-hmm. And now it's just not that.
Well, no, because I think one, absolutely we can talk about it. And it's definitely a theme that I've seen because it was like 2020 completely changed the landscape of dating. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, it looked like it was changing it for good. And now it's like been this like massive reversal of like so much more shit, like way more like love bombing, way more ghosting, way more just like literal assholes like in the mix. And it's like, oh, I don't have time for this. It's literally, it breaks down to like, I did the work, I didn't do the work. And then that's just the divide. And that's why it's gotten like so worse. Cause like if someone's done the work, they're like, I'm not gonna waste my fucking time on you. This is dumb as shit.
Yes. That said, if I meet someone I connect with, I'll be dropping my entire schedule.
Yeah, absolutely.
To hang in. I hope they move in.
Yeah.
But I think what it actually was, the big change was last year I had a number, and this year I had a number of like, I've had a number of longer term, I refuse to use situationship. So what's another word? A relationship without a label.
Yeah. So
in that there was feelings betwixt both parties, but we didn't put a label on it. And then it ended. Longer term things. And now that I've had a couple of those, I'm like, oh, that's so much better than casual dating and casual sex.
Yeah. Would you say they were like kind of open where it was like you could date other people, or was it more like it this was your person?
No, I mean like it wasn't, because I feel like open means like you both say that it's open and you know it's open. It's more just like we never really reached the stage of we're not dating other people.
Okay. Yeah.
But there was like I find it's rare to connect with people in this life, like to have like a good romantic connection with someone. And so when that happens, I'm like, oh, I'm all in. I'm not necessarily going to rush into let's be exclusive, but I'm focused now. So only because I think I'm like, oh, like when I have feelings for someone and we're hooking up, that is a lot better. And I know that's not rocket science, but I really had that clarifying moment last year.
Yeah. And I mean, for some people, they do just want to hook up and not have like any feelings involved. So that's super fair.
And they're all on Hinge.
I'm hearing really good things about Field. There's more like honesty is what I'm hearing. Cause again, I have not been on the apps in a hot second, so I cannot speak.
I'm not on Field, but I have been hearing that as well. I think what it is though, is that it's actually just a really ethical hookup app. Cause it's still casual encounters, but people are really honest and upfront, which is awesome.
Yeah. I like that.
I hope this is just a phase, honestly, but if it isn't, that's fine. But I'm like, I'm so fine with not having a one night stand for the rest of my life is how I'm feeling, which is really scary because that is not how I used to be.
One night stands were always the worst for me because I've worked through it with like the person I'm with now, but like I feel like if that stopped and I had to start over, long story short, I have intimacy issues, so I could never sleep in the same bed as that person.
Oh my God, me either.
And I did. And it sucked, right?
I did, but I had the amount of sleepless nights I had in my 20s.
Yes, exactly. The amount of sleepless nights. And like, I hated them in my space. So I'd go to their place. I used to hook up
I'd go to their place and I'd leave.
Yep, same. I had one dude, I was in East Harlem and he lived.
It really comes down to skincare as well.
I'm so bad about skincare. I don't take my makeup off ever. I mean, I'm not wearing makeup right now.
Natalie.
I know.
What?
I know. But I've had people be like, wait, what? You have no wrinkles.
In 2023, you don't wash off your makeup?
No, but I actually don't wear that much concealer. So like, if anything, it's just like my eyes. But people get pissed. And then they'll be like touching my face because it's like, I don't have that many wrinkles yet. So they're like, how are you doing this? And I'm like, I just put on a lot of moisturizer. Like, it's like.
Well, that's good too.
Yeah. But yeah, I hate taking off my makeup.
For a while, I was like, here I am in this person's home. And I do not and will not sleep with them. And my cleanser and my serums are waiting for me back home.
One time it used to be this dude who I'll tell you who it was afterwards because it was a comedian. And every time people find out who it was, they're like, Natalie. And it was for a long time. And
it was Pee Wee Herman.
Pee Wee Herman. it was in his playhouse. It was a 2-hour commute from where I lived to where he lived because it was always late at night. And it would be like, I'd leave his place at like 12 a.m. and I would get home at like 2 a.m.
Where did you live? Where did he live? What was the 2 hours?
I lived in
Connecticut?
Right. I lived in East Harlem and he lived in like Park Slope, kind of near like the bottom
near
of the park.
Even.
Oh, where are you in the park again? I forget.
I live in Crown Heights, but Park Slope would be an easier commute for me. That's how I feel about in the entire population of Queens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we'll never.
I won't be going there. I actually had an ex that lived there. And when we broke up, I said, this will be the last time. I have not seen Queens since before the pandemic.
The only time I go is for QED. And it's usually like a $50 cab ride that I spend to like go perform at QED. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's so hard to get. Yeah. I have never dated anyone in Queens. And would never.
I did it twice in a row. And then I was like, I looked in the mirror and I'm like, you're not acting like yourself.
Who are you?
No, I'm joking. But never again.
One time I hooked up with this dude. It was like I made him happen. I was like, I just want someone I could like eat food with and fuck and leave. And he lived like 10 blocks away from me. So 10 blocks and like one avenue over, like super easy to like get to and from. So it was like actually really good sex too. And I was like, hey, goodbye. And he was like, no, like you gotta stay. And like, not like he forced me to stay, but kind of made it weird. And he was like, no, you gotta stay.
Yeah, I do love when I am begged to stay. And regardless of if I stay or not, like that is in the same way that like girls test guys on whether or not they pay on the first date. Like that is a mini test for me. I'm not proud of it, but
no, we all have mini tests. Mine used to be, I'd call the dude kiddo to see if he could handle being emasculated. So I'd be like, what's up, kiddo? How are you doing?
Wow, that's good.
In text, email, face-to-face, phone. Yeah. I told Aaron that once and he was like, that's actually really fucked up. And I was like, you also passed the test because I called you kiddo a lot.
Wow. I have a friend who just got like kind of ghosted by a guy because she kept like, like he would be like, an example is that he's like, I just got a big haul from CVS. And she was like, okay, CVS, you crazy girl. And he literally responded being like, stop calling me a girl. Like, and that is also a test.
Yes.
We're all girls. We're all girls.
We're all girls.
If you are hanging out with me, you're a girl.
If you text me massive haul from CVS.
I'm of course excluding people who are AFAB and now they're a trans man. I will not call you a girl. But in general, girl is a gender neutral term.
Right. I will not dead name you. I will only do this if you're comfortable with it or you are a cis straight man and you just told me that you bought a lot of stuff at CVS and called it a haul.
By definition, that makes you a crazy girl.
By definition. Did you send a picture of the receipt? Let me see. Like how long
were
was
you,
it?
Were you like holding it up to the camera with the hand behind it for the...
Yes.
Focus.
There are so many tests you have to do. It's like, because it's hinges unhinged and you just don't know anymore how, like the levels of how cis men can be crazy is like horrifying. And not even
it
like,
no bounds.
And not even in like a, oh, are they going to murder me crazy? But like, I try to think of like examples I've heard or seen recently where it's just like, yo, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck are you doing? How is this normal? Can I please speak to your mother? Like, did you have a mom? We need to go over notes. I've got some notes. I've got some feedback for her, like, mothering of you. And so, yeah, it's like, fuck it. There's going to be tests. You want your dick in my pussy? Yeah, there's going to be fucking tests.
There's going to be tests.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Big one, too. Period one. Like, how do they react when you have your period and they want a bone?
Where's your stance on that?
I want to know that they're like absolutely fine with it. Like one dude, I remember one time I was like, I'm on my period. Cause it was like a total chance, like hookup meetup.
You want a bloodhound.
Yeah. And he later was like, I got towels. Like, do you want me to put a towel down? Like, and I was like, sure. Love it. Let's go. Mm. Yeah. That's how I want to look like a murder scene and they're cool with it. You know?
Nice. I feel like I'm pretty unopinionated about it where I do want them to want it, obviously, but I don't necessarily want to deal with any cleanup. So it's usually like, I'm like, I can skip those couple of days.
Oh yeah. 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 I mean, I'm not about to clean up. Like they will have to deal with that.
You're like, let me be clear. They're putting the towels down and they're taking those towels and they're putting in the laundry hamper afterwards.
And that's all on them.
I can't move. I'm cramping. I don't know. But I also will say, like, in regards to sex in general, and this goes along with me being a chaste little biatch, is I am now going back to prioritizing making out.
Ooh, love it.
Not that it was never not a priority. It's always been the best God's gift.
Yes.
But I am like, I could easily just make out and never have sex.
Yeah. And it's crazy how quickly, like, in a long-term relationship, you just, like, don't make out anymore. Like, unless you're, like, boning.
Because it's more – it's so intimate.
Yeah, it really is. What are your stance on, like, how much tongue?
I am of the camp of less tongue than more.
Oh, same. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if I
was about to, I was about to name a name, but I'm not going to.
Okay. Fair. If I'm not like soup, how to say this, not gross. I was gonna be like pussy wet. So I've already said it. Unless I'm like fully like in it. Like I'm like,
I think the only
boned.
Time a lot of tongue is appropriate is if you're both sloshed and then it's actually fun.
Yeah. That's it. There's a point where it is super fun. It's like, I am initiating
where it's
this.
Like we're barely human anymore. We're just mouths. We're just whole.
Yeah. One thing that I've seen with like multiple people I've been with is a sucking of the tongue, which I will do if that person is into, but I'm like, I don't like, I'm getting nothing out of this vice versa. Like, don't, please don't
it's
do that to
so
me.
It's so silly goose, honestly. But yeah, I mean, I would file that under, same for me. I'll file it under, I'll do this and pretend to like it if you like it.
Yeah.
You'll never know I don't like it.
Oh, I feel like
you'll
I'm
never
vocal.
Know that I feel that, oh, okay.
Like
I'm down of the things that are, I'm like, I could go either way. Mm-hmm. And if they love it, I'm like, oh, then I love it. I don't have, you don't have to know that I feel mid about it.
No,
if I don't like it, I'm not out here doing things I don't like.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. There's definitely stuff that's like, oh, you receive pleasure out of this. Okay. So far, my hard no's have been like, I don't really want to eat ass. I don't want to have my ass eaten. I'm very ticklish and I have a bad stomach. So I'm like, I don't need salmonella, you know, or E. coli. For sure. Though I'm assuming there's ways that you prep for that, that I just have not.
You're ticklish on your bum?
Oh, I'm like ticklish like everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah. Like if like Aaron like playfully like taps my butt, like I clench up like immediately. Like it's like a full like visceral reaction.
The whole butt.
Whole butt. Whole body, just like
whole foods, whole butt, whole body. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wow, that's really interesting.
Yeah. Are there any, like, what are your no's, if I can ask?
Of course. Of course you can ask. I'm literally trying to think.
That's also cool if you don't have any. You're like, I'm done.
I mean, none are coming to mind, but like, I don't know. Give me some examples. Mm. I literally feel like a virgin right now. Like I've never hooked up with anyone.
I don't have a problem with feet. I don't want them in my mouth. Like that would be like a no for me.
I would do it if the foot was clean and they really liked it. But again, that's something that I wouldn't, that does nothing for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess that's true. I feel like if it was like a woman's foot, I'd be okay with it. But like, I've never mm-hmm. seen like a good dude's
any woman's foot.
Yeah.
Any woman's foot.
Yeah. That's a good point. That's more like cis men. The only person I feel like that dude that I know that has good feet is fucking what's his face from Fast and the Furious, the British dude.
Vin Diesel.
No, I feel like Vin Diesel has got weird feet.
Vin Diesel, I think, would have immaculate feet.
No, I kind of want to Google. Hold on, let me see if I can find anything.
I wonder if he's on WikiFeet.
I can only hope. And honestly, it's probably just jealousy out of anything because I have plantar warts and I hate them. And
I've had one long time ago.
Yeah, they suck. I have so many that like, you know what? His feet aren't bad.
I am actually very proud of my feet, I will say.
I love that.
That is probably my favorite top five body parts.
Ooh, I like that for you because feet are like a big deal. Like they're kind of a power thing. Like
I know. I've always felt that it's such a waste that I haven't ever been with someone with a fetish because I'm like, these feel like good.
Yes. Yeah, I just had a friend tell me that they're sort of starting to hook up with someone that his kink is buying – their person
shoes.
Pedicures. So we were like, oh, so foot fetish. And she was like, I don't know yet, but I'm down.
Whoa.
Yeah. I was like, that's a great one. That's a great kink to have.
That's a good kink. I'd like to date someone with that kink mm-hmm. big time. And if he also has a kink for buying like manicures and like haircuts.
Can they just pay my bills and my student loans? Because like the government won't
sort
yet.
Of like paying my rent.
Love it, love
but
it.
He's also really nice and hot. That's part of the cake,
right? And he's of my age. Like it's not like a sugar
he's
daddy situation.
Age. It's not a scary. Yeah, no.
It's not scary. I don't feel weird. No.
Weird. I love him. Even
we're great partners. He encourages me to like live my dreams.
I do things for him. Yeah. Like I give things to him, not monetarily, but.
I'm so happy that you love your feet. Like I hate my feet so much. And like for so many reasons, like they sweat too. Like there's,
oh, I have very sweaty feet.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
Sweaty feet, sweaty palms.
I think that's
I'm talking aesthetically.
Oh,
not the experience of being with them.
That's,
I change socks constantly.
Yeah. Mine, I have like a couch cleaner cause like I work from home. And so I'm always on my couch, like sitting like, cross-legged and I'll get so sweaty that it'll just be like sweat on the couch. And then I just like to like the deep clean our couch because of my feet. It's so, but so you can't do like, I'm always jealous of women that can wear the shoes, like the open shoes that don't have like a backing because they're not going to slip out of them.
Whoa, wait, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Because I could wear it, but it literally is uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And I've always thought it was just like, oh, I don't have the balance, but it's completely because I'm slipping.
It's just you're slipping.
I'm wearing sandals right now and they have a back.
Right. Like a back, you can do it with a back and it has to have like the thong. So it holds like your front part.
I don't like a thong. I just need a back and a thing, like a strap over the feet.
I'll go through that. I won't be able to move. Oh. Yeah. It'll like,
but it's even if it's like grabbing your ankle.
Yeah. It gets like really like uncomfortable and like I slip. Yeah. It's such a mess. Like the Lizzie McGuire shoes are back right now. Like the Steve Madden shoes are back.
The like platform sandal.
Mm-hmm. And like the ones with like the platform ones. And I'm like, I can never. I truly think it's.
I don't like anything in my toes.
That's fair. For me, it's more utility. It's more like this will get me able to move. Like my Birkenstocks have like a thong. You know, they've got the in between my toes. So it like.
Whoa. Yeah. So you're a thong queen.
I'm a thong queen. I do think it's hormonal though, because my mom said she had really like sweaty palms, sweaty hands too, and then menopause hit and it disappeared.
Whoa.
Yeah. So
I thought women start sweating at menopause.
I guess. I think she started sweating.
Maybe other parts of your body.
And yeah. I think she started having hot flashes. But
it doesn't go away. It just goes to your face.
We truly like never catch a break. Yeah. You just get super hot and sweat just goes different places.
Literally good.
Right. This person you're going on a date with, is it like a first date or is it like a multiple?
It's a first date.
Okay.
This is like the first time in a while I've been going on dates. Mm-hmm. And because I felt like I sensed, because I went through kind of like a breakup of a situationship like 2 months ago, and I felt really sad from it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I was just like, oh, I'm not gonna, I don't want to date. I don't need to date this summer. And then there was a moment, a flare for a day where I was like, oh, I kind of feel like going on dates. So I scheduled 2 in this week because I don't think I'll feel like this again.
Oh, yeah. You do have to follow that. It's like even hanging out with people. It's like, no, I do want to. I need to like initiate this because this will
go. And then
go
when
away.
You don't, you do not.
Yes.
Not forcing it. So I went on one date on Wednesday and then I'm going on this date tonight.
Okay.
And I literally, my theory is I'm like, these just need to like, I just need to get through these. Mm-hmm. These I don't really see going anywhere. In fact, Wednesday's was not good.
I was going to ask how Wednesdays went. So not good.
It wasn't even bad. It was just the absence of good, if that makes sense.
So bad. Well, I guess like.
But not, it wasn't bad. I've been on bad dates.
You're more,
it was just like average, which is bad to me.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like kind of indifferent to it. There is just no feeling.
But it was like the conversation was fine. We had things in common.
Mm-hmm.
He was cute.
Did he pay?
He paid.
Good, good.
Which is even more impressive when, because I feel like when the date is average or bad, they're more likely to split.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very impressed and very happy about that.
Well, do you feel like he felt the same way? Like, have you had the conversation via text of like, hey, this
no,
that was cool.
It was a first date. So I think it's like there doesn't need to be a conversation.
Oh,
but he did do that thing where like at the end, he like walked me home and then we like hugged and he was like, nice meeting you.
Mm-hmm.
And then right as he was leaving, he was like, let's do this again sometime. And I was like, yeah. And it was so weird because I'm like, it felt clear.
I think you're going to get a text.
No, I think I would have gotten the text, hello? text by now. It was Wednesday. Today's Friday.
You'll get one this weekend and the excuse will be like, hey, sorry, I was busy because of Memorial Day.
No way. But busy because of Memorial Day. It's not even Memorial Day yet.
Yeah. Like I was busy prepping.
I was busy prepping for Memorial Day, my favorite holiday. No, I think it's very clear. So I thought it was very interesting that he's like, let's do this again sometime. When I'm like, you already know, you've been knowing that you're not going to text
mm-hmm,
me.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with that.
You know, though, I do think like if I had like a mid date and I was like, I'm not feeling it. He's clearly not. And we ended it and he was like, okay, I'm not going to call you back. Like, I think I'd be crushed. I'd be like, excuse me. Like, I think I'd rather have like the polite. Yeah. Yeah. I'll see you again.
No, I mean, neither are good. Cause when nothing is said, it's just sort of like, LOL.
Mm-hmm.
But I do find it funny that it puts people at ease for that one moment to be able to say, let's do this again sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it is quite clear.
Mm-hmm.
That is a goddamn lie.
Yeah, that's a good point. But like sometimes.
But it's just for that moment of like saying goodbye because you feel like you have to.
Yeah. Yeah. It is like, it's a polite factor. It is definitely like a.
Yeah.
I totally see what you're saying. But there's so many times where I definitely would go.
I guess it's the same thing as me being like, he was like, it was nice meeting you. I was like, yes, this was so great. Like, that's a lie.
It was so great.
This was so good. We finally did it. Like, what? I don't know you.
But I had so many.
But he was very sweet. It was like, I could see why someone would really get on with him.
Yeah.
It was just not the right person for me.
Yeah. No, totally. Totally. I've just had so many dudes read the situation wrong. Like, I've had so many dudes where it's ending. We're walking out. I'm going to, like, do, like, a polite hug or something. And they're going straight in for a kiss. And I was like, oh, this is not how I felt about this date at all. That's why I'm like, I don't know. Like, did he definitely not feel the same way as you? Like,
I guess only time will tell. But I will say, if he was feeling me and he hasn't texted me yet, he is once again out of the game.
Yeah. Okay. So that
he's even further out of the game than he already is.
Is there like a time that you need them to text you by? I'm a massive, like, I need text immediately. So I say that thing like, I need it
at least at most the next day. Mm-hmm. I think, like, what's the point?
Mm-hmm. Truly, truly the reason, like,
it texts take 5 seconds.
It's nothing. I'm like, I had an ex where I like to text throughout the day. Like, I like communication.
Only because it's like, that is the established rule.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't like you get to pick when you, like, the established understanding of the daters of America is that if you are into someone, you both want to text them and you want to let them know that you had a good time.
Yep.
Unfortunately, and I don't like this, but the power is with the guys.
Yep.
It's this thing. So it's like, when you don't text within the day, you're sending a clear message, actually.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah. And, like, it is in the power of the man a lot. Like, I had an ex where he would say I was texting him too much. And I was like, I'm barely texting you and you're not responding for 6 hours. And I know, I know you're most likely masturbating on your phone at work. So.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, no,
you pick winners.
He was a great one. He was a really great one. He definitely had, like, for a hot second, don't know anymore, like, an addiction to porn, and would masturbate at work, which, like, hey, I love porn. I work remote. Things happen on my breaks.
Of course.
But yeah, this was way before, like, remote was, like, a thing. But yeah, it would, like, drive me crazy because I was like, it makes you feel so shitty because you're like, oh, am I being needy? Am I being too much? And then it's like, I'm literally asking you to respond in a text when I'm like, hey, like, how's your day going? Haven't seen you today. Like whatever it was, or like letting them know something funny. And so that was the thing that I needed, was like, I need to know I can constantly text this person and they are going to constantly text back.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I feel like I go back and forth on where I land on this. Cause I do think, like, one little, at least a check-in per day of like, hey, thinking, you know, just to signify that you're thinking of one another and to connect in that way does mean a lot to me. But some people text more than others. I think I've been burned by consistent texters that aren't funny. And then I'm just in a conversation forever with someone who's boring me. And I want to tell them, like, you're fumbling this bag because you can't keep up.
Yeah.
So I think if it's like, but some people, that's not their strength. Like, they're not, like, funny over text, which is fine. It doesn't mean they're not a great person in person. But I'm like, if you're going to text me all day, you better come correct.
Yeah.
I need to be entertained. Dance for me.
Dance for me. No, especially with flirting. Like, if you can't be funny in a text, like, I'd be like, so dry. I'd be like, absolutely not.
Oh my God. Also, like, flirting that isn't funny is also bad.
Oh, that may be worse, right? Like, that's worse.
Like, yeah.
Like, if they're the look, like, the side eye look you gave to no one, but you were thinking about someone, I feel like.
Well, there was, like, somebody I was talking to for a while on Hinge, and it just kind of fizzled out because I was like, you keep complimenting me, but I feel like I can't, it's because it wasn't, like, clever, and it felt like it was just, like, not fully love bombing, but when it feels unspecial.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm like, you just call girls pretty willy-nilly. We don't know each other enough.
Mm-hmm.
For you to be able to compliment me.
Yeah, to know the ins and out of why I am gorgeous. Yeah,
but so that's so, like, annoying girl of me to be like, I want individual compliments.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I know there's nothing wrong with it, but I feel like it's funny that our girls are like, He compliments me all the time. It's so fucking annoying. And they don't even, they're not even like tailor made to me.
Why wouldn't he
like this guy, this hot guy calling me pretty?
Why wouldn't he just like cheat on me? Well, now too, this is sort of a pivot. You have the sketch group. Text me back? What is it?
Text me back. Yes.
Which is great. I love all of it. It's been amazing. And have you been getting comments from dudes? Because it is very like women centric, which is amazing and so funny.
Yes. I mean, we like to think we make comedy for everybody, but it definitely is for the girls, for sure. But actually I think guys are really like, I was shocked that guys were liking it as much as they have. But of course we do get some haters in the comments, but they make us stronger.
Okay, perfect. I love this. I didn't do like a deep dive on the comments, but you always just kind of assume.
We actually have a highlight on our Instagram of people who send us reply hate comments.
I will definitely be looking this up.
So check it out at text me back RN, please.
Do you talk about it like when you're doing like the apps like Hinge? Do you ever say you're a comedian in the Hinge, like Hinge, Tinder, wherever you're at?
I say I'm a producer.
Okay.
It may be if we're like, if we keep talking, because eventually it's like, what are you up to tonight? And I have to be like a show, you know, like it comes up, but it definitely, if I don't advertise it.
Yeah.
I used to. And I mean, I assume you're asking because you did. And it's so annoying.
Yeah. But you know, even if you said like, I have a show, you could be like, well, I'm producing this show. Like you don't have to say.
I could, but I don't actually want to lie. Mm. It's more just like, I don't want the opening conversation to be about comedy.
No, that's fair. Sorry. I just choked on my own spit there. I mean, it's a hard one to deal with, especially like I feel like in the apps, because then you get the I could do this. Like I've always wanted to. And that's could also be for me like a test of like
it's that or it's like what kind of just talking about my comedy in general, I don't really want to do with a stranger on the internet of like, mm-hmm. like what kind of comedy do you do? What do you talk about on stage?
I don't even want to talk about it with my friends.
It's completely a valid for someone out of the conversation, out of the world. I get it. You're just like interested mm-hmm. and you want to get to know this girl who's a comic. Like those are normal questions to ask, but when you're so immersed in it, mm-hmm. it's like you don't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hello. No. Yeah. Like,
and not to mention the people who are like, tell me a joke.
Those are the fucking worst. But honestly, those are the worst for me when it comes from like family. They find out you're a comedian and you're like, no, I'm not doing this. But
my family doesn't get it, so it's fine.
Oh, that's sorry.
Oh, no. It's not a sorry thing. They just like, I do not think they would find it funny. And when they don't, I'm like, that makes sense. This isn't for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could see maybe your family not understanding like the sketch where you guys all get like another bottle of the blue.
Yeah. Yes, the blue Gatorade. It's very, I mean, especially the sketches, which I think I don't even know. They're like avant-garde. but yeah, in general, my comedy is not for, I think like, especially because where I'm from, the comedy is not very like dry.
Mm-hmm.
It's very like, it's very broad, wet comedy in its culture. So it's not for them and that's okay.
Yeah. Can't always be for them.
I remember one time an uncle was like, I saw some clips online. You're saying crazy things on the internet. I was like, well, you searched me on YouTube, sir.
Yeah, that's your fault.
You do not have to do that. Love you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Like, bye. Yeah.
Love you. Scoot over. I need some of this rice. Thanks.
I have like very religious family and I'm like, I understand that you don't get this and never will and are like vehemently against this.
For sure.
Yeah. Like, sorry. For your date tonight, like why were these two people you're like, yes, I would like to try a date? Or was it more just the act of?
I think it was the timing, honestly. Mm-hmm. It was that there was no red flags yet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of the end of the sentence.
It was like there's absolutely no red flags.
And they were willing to make a plan. I think at this stage, I need someone to kind of
take the wheel
a little bit. Usually I am the wheel driver, but and I also have been out of town for the past month. So like this was my 1 week. So it was also like people that were willing to make a plan in advance.
Mm-hmm. No, I like a planner. That's always a good sign.
Yes.
So this person has no red flags. Were there any beige flags or green flags?
For sure. The one tonight, it's a younger guy, which is a big, I guess that is a red flag.
It can
be. A pink flag. A hot pink flag.
I can't,
so it's sort of fun.
I feel like it can be. It will depend on like how they talk to you today. I'm very interested.
I've dated younger guys before and had a fun time with it. I really do enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I think the reason it was enjoyable is because I was also younger. Now that I've just turned 30, mm-hmm. that I'm like, this is kind of me just playing. this feels like I'm playing with a playmate, not like, you know, taking partnership seriously that's what I'm actually looking for. But these dates this week, as I said, were just sort of me. I need to like get out of my own way. Mm-hmm. I want to get to the stage of dating again and get through this heartbreak. So
yeah,
it's sort of just me like getting the training wheels back on. What's the phrase? Like getting back up on the horse.
Yeah. You're getting back up on the horse. What is it like? The only way to get over someone is to get under someone. Like one of those things. Like,
for sure. Though I don't plan on hooking up with him.
No. And that's totally fair.
But yeah, but getting under him conversationally.
Yeah. 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 It's younger people. It's more like, I just think about what I was like at 22 and how I just thought I knew the world. And then, especially if you're living in New York, how quickly that's going to be like beat out of you.
It is interesting. I also think it's like the weird thing about dating younger, and he's not that much younger. He's like 4 years, he's 26.
Okay.
That's, you know, but.
That's a lot of time.
I feel like.
Between.
Well, when I've dated older, I know what I think of these older people where I'm like, wow, there is a few references you don't get. Or like,
mm-hmm.
I do feel like I am put up on a pedestal as an older woman, which is very weird
because mm-hmm.
I'm quite young. So that's an interesting part of it as well. But
yeah, the references.
But honey, I don't mind a pedestal.
The references are also like a really interesting point too, because I actually found out Aaron, so I'm 34, about to turn 35. Aaron's 41, will turn 42 next year. And I just found out, so it's like 7 year difference. And I just found out that like, he doesn't understand all my internet content that I put on Instagram. And I was like, I'm sorry, because this is gold. Like these people that I'm reposting is hilarious. And he's like, yeah, some of it I just write over.
Internet is a real thing. I'm deeply on the internet though. So nothing misses me in that category. Because I live on my phone. So.
Oh, I'm fully addicted. Well, I watch TikTok like every 2 hours. A night before I can go to sleep. Like that's just before bed. Yeah.
Oh, before bed. Yeah. That's my lullaby.
Oh yeah. And I like to do it without like the sound. So I just get the captions and I don't know why.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Cause I'm too lazy to put headphones in. Yeah. Yeah. That's the part of it that sucks. But yeah, no, I'm full on addicted.
When I share a bed with someone, I put on headphones. It's nice. It's almost like I'm in my little cubicle.
Sometimes I do. Truly, I'm just too lazy to go grab them because they're usually not in my room. They're usually in like the office or the bed or the living room. But I love this for you.
Yeah. I'm good with those references. I think it's more of like I say things and I'm like, you don't get that or vice versa. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where are you guys going tonight?
Cicconi's. It's an Italian restaurant in Dumbo.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Sure. We both don't really drink, so that's cool.
Yeah.
It's about to be a hilarious sober first date. A lot of people think, what's your stance on like dinner dates for a first date?
I'm okay with them. Cause I like food. But I also feel like I'm a messy eater. So I feel like it's a good way to be like, okay, this is kind of like a real moment to see me for a second.
A litmus test.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Like if I'm wearing white, I'm getting a stain on it, you know, like.
For sure.
So I'm okay with it. And like, especially if like, it's so hard to find places to go sometimes if you don't drink, like, cause the first one is like bar. And it's like, I don't want to put someone in that situation. I know there's now like athletic beer and like, obviously there's like still seltzers and bitters, but that's still like a weird, could be triggering for someone.
Yeah.
And then those I always found worse because you have to talk to each other with the food. You can like, there can be pauses because you're eating.
There's activities. You're talking to the waiter. Mm-hmm. It's like, the activity, of course, is eating, but
yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people are like, oh, I'm trapped if we have to eat. And I'm like, yeah, but that's the same thing as a bar. Like yeah. you're trapped there till you finish those drinks.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's and same thing. I always, after I go out on a date, that's a drink, I go home after drinking and I literally eat my entire kitchen. So at least with a dinner date, mm-hmm. I will be fed.
Yeah. In Italian? Hell yeah. Get some noodles? Absolutely.
I'm going to eat some pasta.
Oh, yeah. Now see if I can grate.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like this is going to go well. Like, I don't know why. Because I love, you're like, I truly don't care. And I really love that. And I think that's sometimes the best part or the best, like, litmus test of,
you
like.
You say that, but I had the same attitude on Wednesday and it really was so average.
That is true. That is true. I could be totally wrong.
You never know.
But was it food
as
well?
A psychic told me that I was going to meet a chef in May. And I said, oh, that's interesting. And she goes, yeah, I don't know. I just see him, like, he keeps feeding you. And so I feel like nothing matters until I meet my chef.
Yes, chef.
Yes, chef.
Is this guy a chef? No, you're just going.
He's not.
Okay.
But he is feeding me. So that could have been what she was seeing.
I just think you need to accidentally stumble into the kitchen tonight and be like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was the bathroom. Where's the chef?
Where's the head chef? It's going to be like an old chef. Guy in his 50s, married, has kids.
He's like, get the fuck out. Yeah, because I would let fucking the chef from The Bear ruin my life. He is someone that I would absolutely let.
He's ruining someone's life because he's both getting a divorce and I imagine it's because he's met someone.
Oh, in real life?
Mm-hmm. That actor?
No, they seem so happy. Oh, shit.
Him and his wife?
Yeah.
They've known each other for a while.
They have.
But yes, that character really, really did a doozy on girls.
Oh yeah.
What? I don't really get what it is, but I agree with it. I'm one of those girls.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think it's because they're unattainable. Like, it is that guy. You can't change them. You can't fix them. They will not make time for you.
I don't think chefs should be attained.
No.
I think they are sort of toxic. But I'm hoping the psychic was talking about like a private chef, if we can get specific about
it. Sure.
Because chefs that work in the true like dining nightlife are addicted to cocaine, no question.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I can't be having that in my life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I feel like a private chef, he's got more flexibility.
Yeah.
He knows he's a family guy. He's got to hang with family, you know?
And the psychic was like, you're going to date this guy. Or she was like, you're going to meet this guy.
She said both. She said, I'll meet him and that she sees it being long-term. She sees us having more than one house.
Oh, then yeah, I definitely feel like a private chef.
So I was like,
situation.
Yeah, I'll be looking for this chef. I will be looking for this chef with different houses.
I will be staring. If I hear someone's a chef, I will Instagram them immediately.
There was a guy on Hinge that was literally ugly that I matched with because he was a chef.
How ugly?
Not that ugly, actually. Like, I was like, I can work with this. Not even ugly, actually. Just not my type.
Mm-hmm. Not where you're like, but normally.
I can work with this. He's got enough tattoos to get me going.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's and he's a private chef.
Mm-hmm.
So I can work with
this. Let's do it. Is it mostly dudes right now that you're dating?
Mostly dudes. I feel too fragile to date girls right now. Mm. I also think, like, I've always struggled with dating girls over apps, and apps are all I can manage right now.
Yeah.
But Pride is next month.
Yeah, that's true.
So I can meet someone out and about, and I welcome it. I invite it, actually.
This kid may be too personal, so please say, like, no, I don't want to answer that. Was the breakup with a girl?
No.
Okay.
Wish it was. Though I think I'd be in worse shape if it was.
Yeah, I feel like it might be more emotional. Or I don't know. Yeah. It's hard. Breakups are just hard in general. They are never fun.
Yeah, they are. I really F myself over with having these unlabeled things too, because I feel like it doesn't, I mean, I feel like we're learning this as a generation. It's like, it doesn't give you as much space or validation in mourning it. And so you have to like convince yourself that it's okay to mourn it because it was something and there was, you know, care and feelings there. So it's weird though, because I'm like, he was never my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. But it was consistent.
Now it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very consistent.
Yeah, that is hard. I've kind of really thought about that before. But yeah, because it doesn't, the label doesn't make it not valid or make it more valid.
No.
Yeah.
I think it's like we've, and I include myself in this, but like we kid ourselves with not labeling things because it feels like it's like, oh, it's not serious until you label things. Mm-hmm. And that's just not true. Mm-hmm.
No, absolutely.
People are just like getting away with playing house all around this city.
Yeah.
without putting a label on it.
You're like, I've just been getting away with that. You did not want to label it, right? You were saying you didn't want to label it.
I did and I didn't because I really enjoyed his company, but I didn't because there was a lot missing. Like my needs weren't being met, but I really enjoyed him. So it was sort of like, I would commit to this if I felt like, but you know, when I eventually had the conversation, he was not interested in the same level of commitment that I was. And that explains a lot.
Yeah. Ah, fuck. That sucks. That's also, that sometimes makes it even harder too, though, because when it's like you're two people, you really get along, there's a massive connection, and it feels like it is moving in a certain direction, even if there needs to be like a specific conversation or like boundary set or just like, hey, these are my needs. To have that person be like, oh, you're great, but no, is honestly kind of worse than like you were labeled and tried. Like it's almost like they led you on.
I mean, it kind of, I don't know. I feel like I was led on by the like experience and the connection. And it felt like very undeniable to me that when I was finally naming the thing, I was like, I obviously don't know what he's going to say, but if he says that we shouldn't be together, then that's kind of annoying. Mm-hmm. 'Cause he was at my place a lot, hanging out a lot. But yeah, I agree. I agree with you. Because it's like he wasn't denying that there was a connection. He wasn't denying that we had fun together. We both wanted to keep seeing each other. But I was like, I am looking for something serious. And if you're not, because I'm so like, whatever's in front of me, that's what I'm like all about. So I'm like, if you keep being in front of me, I will not date other people. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, so if it's shit or get out the pot, because I need to use it.
Yeah. It reminds me of like, so I had like a really bad relationship. I got out of that. And then I was like in my year of dick, but what kind of started like my year of dick, or it was like mid dick year, which is me just fucking people very open. I was very open. Like, hey, I'm not looking for anything committing, but like, I have fun with you, blah, blah, blah. But there's this dude who I thought was going to be like my first boyfriend after that ex. And like, I was ready and we were like talking long distance. Like, cause I was like out of the city for like 2 months and we were like kind of being consistent. I got back and he was like the first person I saw. And like, we like, you know, fucked that night, like went on a date, like great sex. Cause he was a biker. So he had great thighs.
It's incredible.
And so I was like, oh, we're like in this, like, this is like something. And then I was scheduling like more dates for us. And then he kind of was like, oh, this is not what I want. And I was like, I'm sorry. Then what the fuck were these like past
few months?
And he made me feel psycho. And then because he would randomly text me after, because I was like, okay, then I can't go forward. Like, I wanted something with you. I don't want to just like fuck around. I can't go forward. And he was like, okay, totally understand. And then would randomly text me like, how are you doing? And I'd be like, what the fuck is this? And he'd be like, I can't just ask how you are. And I was like, no, you actually can't. Like, you lost that privilege when
you lost access.
Absolutely. And it reminds me of that. And then after that, I had a lot of fun and then like landed into like my now husband, like just randomly met him. So I always feel like the moment.
But did you, here's a question with that guy, the biker. And first of all, do you mean bike? Which kind of bike?
Like a bicycle.
Okay. Got it. I just needed that for the visual.
Oh, he's super nerdy comedian, super nerdy.
Okay, got it.
I was way out of his league.
So at the beginning, where did you brief him like you had been with everyone saying, I'm not looking for anything serious? And then it just became something more serious.
Okay. I did not with him.
So you felt a connection right away.
Yeah. I slowly like laid the bait. We were like we were talking while I was in different states and it was becoming more and more like serious and that like, oh yeah, this is like, we're moving forward with this. But I do feel like this is a very pivotal moment, especially for women, of like, I know it's that person that you're like, I know what you want. You just said you can't give it to me. Then I'm walking away. It like, cause I was a mess too after like he did that. Like I was like kind of fucked up.
I was sobbing. I literally fell to the ground on my knees sobbing.
Yes.
Like I'm in a a Hallmark movie.
Oh my God, yes, truly sobbed in my bed.
And then I laughed because I was like,
yes.
Like I can't believe I just authentically fell to my knees sobbing.
No, but it's so real because it's so visceral because it is this like monumental moment.
It is rejection at its core.
But it's rejection.
I do believe. Because I'm like, I've been on the other end of this when someone wants something a little more serious with me. And I'm like, God, they're great. And I'm just not there. Mm-hmm. And it's because there's just like something missing for me. So it feels like, I'm like, I don't think it's that you don't want to commit in general. I think it's you don't want to commit to me. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. But it hurts.
It hurts. It hurts like hell. It is.
And so here I am on my knees.
And it is that rejection, but it's also, I think it's very visceral too. You have a very like cathartic moment because you chose yourself.
Yes.
And it's,
and I mean, at least for my experience, is like I had been kind of thinking about having a conversation for a while and like been in kind of like a less than secure place with it because it was not a relationship and it was not labeled. Mm-hmm. So it was also just like the release of like, okay, it's done. Mm-hmm. I don't have to be worrying about that anymore. But I have been like white knuckling mm-hmm. that part of my brain about like where are we headed, et cetera, et cetera.
No, totally.
So silly.
It's so silly, but it's real. I don't want to keep you any longer because I know you got to get ready for your date.
I have to get to this young boy.
I can't wait. And I can't wait to hear about it. I hope I get to.
Honestly, I both will be late and I am happy to be late. But yeah. get my ass to this Italian restaurant.
Oh my God. Get something so good. Get like, fuck. I can never say it. The cacio e pepe. I can never say it.
Cacio e pepe.
I get it.
I think that's how you say it.
Oh, it's going to be so great. I really will just be thinking about DiGiorno pizza for the next week, and I may have to buy one and put it in the oven, though it's different. And those are my favorite things about being in a couple or like being booed up or in a relationship, are those like differences. Like, what type of fries do you like? Do you like a soggy fry or do you like a very hard crispy fry? I fucking hate hard crispy fries. I love a soggy fry. Aaron hates soggy fries. So in that situation it works because it's like, yes, give me all the soggy fries. You have all these dumb fries. But like, how do you like your pizza? Do you like a little softer? Do you like it like a more burnt crust? No, who fucking wants a burnt crust? That's disgusting. Anywho, I'm sorry. Again, a weird tangent that I'm going on in my head because now all I want is a DiGiorno pizza from Amtrak, and my heart cannot have that, and that is so sad. But I'm so glad to have had Savannah on this episode. It was such a good time, and please follow her at Savannah Dezzo on Instagram. Follow text me back right now, please, and then go see her at Soho or Cherry on Top. Sorry, Soho House. I think I said Soho Playhouse. It is Soho House. So I do apologize. I do think they are different. They are different. But anyways, come enjoy. Soho Playhouse, also a great place. And remember to rate, like, subscribe, review, follow, all the things. Retweet, retool. That's not a thing. Awkward Sex in the City. And our next show is June 16th. For Pride Month and Black Cat, if you want to come, go get tickets at Black Cat. We'd love to see you. And you guys have a great rest of your week. Holiday, what have you. The holiday already happened. I need to stop talking. I will see you in 2 weeks.